Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. How do you show up in the world, in your work, in your life? Do you arrive to a meeting with a persona, or are you 100% you? What about your voice? Are you able to control it according to the situation, or is it a dead giveaway to how you feel? I've been thinking a lot about who I am and how I show up. As I read the latest book by Twyla Tharp, the concept of persona plays with my mind. Can I be who I am? Or do I need to compartmentalize who I am and what I want? So many questions today as I explore the world of voices, personas, and values in today's episode of Getting Work to Work. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/389. Let's get into it. As I start today's episode, I probably have more questions than I have answers, and that's usually the case when it comes to a topic such as this. And I've been reading a lot and watching a lot of courses about things like personas, voices, and I've really been working on my own values list as well. So some of the questions as we start today: how do you show up in the world, in your work, in your life? Do you arrive with a persona, or are you 100% who you are? How do you use your voice? Do you let emotion control how you respond and react, or are you constantly changing your voice in order to guide the conversation? But we go deeper. Is your voice and persona in alignment with your values? Does it even matter if the values of your persona violate your individual values? Should they be different? I mean, my head's starting to hurt keeping all of these questions sitting there. And so many questions to start with. But they're all coming from one source. I've been reading a book called Keep It Moving: Lessons for the Rest of Your Life by Twyla Tharp. I've read two other books by her about creativity and collaboration, but what I love about this one is that it's written from the perspective of someone who has lived an amazing life, but isn't done living yet, isn't done working, is still keeping herself finely tuned in her 70s as a dancer and choreographer. And she's writing about making change a habit. How do you make change habitual and something that you can do constantly so you keep momentum and motivation, as she says? And one of the ways she suggests making change a habit is developing a persona, if you must. She writes, "Identity can be an attachment that holds you back, just as surely as an overdose of nostalgia. Maybe you think of yourself as an extrovert, or a daydreamer, or type A. Yes, having a clear sense of yourself is closely related to having confidence and good self-esteem. But when was the last time you decided to opt out of something because it wasn't like you? Learn to imagine yourself differently." This is so mind-blowing for me because I have said no to so many things because it wasn't like me, as she writes. And I think especially when we know ourselves, it can be harder to say yes to things when they aren't in alignment with what we know of ourselves. And we might be missing out on so many opportunities. And as she writes, your objective is to free yourself to be whatever and whoever you need to be right now. Who do you need to be right now? What a great statement. And as I think about this, one of the examples that she gave in the book was Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is a persona of a man named Robert Zimmerman. What I appreciate about that is she goes on to describe that if someone said to Robert Zimmerman, "I can't believe you did that," he would respond, "I didn't. Bob Dylan did." And she writes that a compartmentalization of who you are and what you're doing and what you're after can sometimes be necessary. I thought I'd dive into a list of personas and alter egos. I was a huge fan as a child of Garth Brooks, and I remember when he came onto the scene as a man named Chris Gaines, because he wanted to try something different. He wanted to do something different than music. And I know a lot of people who actually like Chris Gaines more than Garth Brooks. Fascinating. What about Stephen King and a man named Richard Bachman? Richard Bachman was an early pen name of Stephen King. The author George Eliot was a pen name for a woman named Mary Ann Evans. George Orwell is actually the pen name of a man named Eric Blair. And Robert Galbraith is the pen name of J.K. Rowling. Sometimes if you want to make a change, it's better to develop someone else so that you don't have to attach it to your identity, your brand, or the way you show up in the world. And when the alter ego makes a mistake, it isn't reflected on you. This is such a weird thing to consider because for me, I want to be 100% authentic. I want to be 100% integrous, if that's even a word. It just popped into my head. But at the same time, being 100% authentic sometimes means that I'm going to say no, or I'm going to be risk averse, or I'm not going to take the chances. So at what point does a persona become necessary in order to bust through sometimes the status quo that shows up? For those of you who have developed personas, or we can call them brands if you must, what were the ways that you did that? Was it a conscious decision, or did you adopt the brand and identity of your workplace? These are all important considerations to take in, especially as our industry becomes more saturated. We need to be strong voices. We need to be non-risk averse. We need to be taking chances. And sometimes you can't do that yet as yourself until you can integrate your persona with who you are, if that's necessary. It's kind of a deep subject, and I don't have all the answers yet, but persona could be one thing that busts you through, and I'm definitely thinking about this for myself. But personas are one thing, but what about voice? This morning I was watching a masterclass with former FBI hostage negotiator Chris Voss, and he's teaching the art of negotiation. The other morning, it was all about mirroring and labeling. Mirroring is taking the last 1 to 3 words of someone says and just mirroring them back to them. And I apologize to all my friends and family lately in conversations because I've been mirroring and labeling like nobody's business. So in email, in text, in voice, I've been mirroring and labeling. Labeling is saying things like, "It sounds like you're frustrated. It feels like this. It looks like this." And I've been doing this not to be manipulative, but to really work on those conversation skills where you can draw out people, because that's what I love to do. I love asking questions, but you know, mirroring and labeling have been great tools. Got a little off track, but today's lesson was all about voice and developing different voices to control conversations. So he describes the deep FM radio voice, or the assertive voice, and a couple of other different voices that I didn't make note of. But what struck me was his voice by nature is an assertive voice. And an assertive voice can be like you're stating the facts, you're being very blunt, but that can turn people away. And so he had to develop other voices that allowed him to control the situation. And I know for myself, my default voice is not the voice that I want to show up. And if I'm not careful, my voice can actually betray me and express the emotions that I don't necessarily want to give away. And so how are you going to develop different voices that not only align with who you are as a person, but also align with your personas? And it's fascinating because now adding this whole thought around persona, how does voice align with persona? Do we develop different voices for different personas? What happens when we drop into a voice as ourselves that should be the persona? I mean, this is all just so confusing to me, but it's so fun to consider. It's so fun to think about because I can feel the status quo of, oh, well, you know, maybe I want to be the brash interviewer that asks the tough questions that really put people off guard. Or maybe I want to be the one that says what I'm thinking. All of this stuff, it's all leading to the idea of values. And I've been thinking a lot about core values lately, and I'm writing my newsletter in the Curiosity Lab today about core values. If you haven't signed up for the Curiosity Lab, you can go to thecuriositylab.net, sign up today. And what I'm really getting at with values is that, what do you value as a human being? What are the things that when you violate them, they affect you? A great list of values is from a man named James Clear. He wrote the book Atomic Habits, and I've got the link to his core values list. And you want to look for words that light you up, that get you excited. So for me, it's words like adventure, exploration, creativity, curiosity, fiercely independent, going deep. These are core values for me that when I betray them, I feel that betrayal at the core of who I am. But what's interesting is, as I asked earlier, it's like, well, does a persona violate your values? Or are you creating separate values for different personas? Or are you creating personas that speak to one or two values? I have to think more about this. I have to consider the fact that I may need to develop a persona in order to accomplish one of my values. And as the host identity, how is it authentic, or how is the integrity there in all of these voices, personas, and values? It's really hard to consider, but I at least want to throw this out there as something that I'm going to continue thinking about. So as we wrap up this episode, there's four questions that I want you to ask yourself as you consider your voice, your persona, and your values. The first is just, what are your values? Do you know what they are? Have you written them down? Have you taken the time to not only write down the words that you value, but what they mean to you? And I encourage you to spend some time doing that. The second question, how is your past and even your current identity holding you back from your values? The third question, what voices have you developed, if any, and what is your level of comfortability in using them? It can be really awkward to learn how to change. And the only way to work through that awkwardness is to continually practice these skills. Fourth and finally, are you willing to do the work necessary to change? That is the question that drives this entire episode, because it is all about affecting change in our life. We want to change, we want to grow, we want to evolve so that we can satisfy our values, increase our goals, be different people. And that's really what I'm after. And these three areas of values, personas, and voice is important work to consider in doing the necessary work to change. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.